Hello and welcome back to the Catholic Guide, where we talk about everything that has to do with being Catholic. Today we are going to be talking about women's roles in the church and what they are and why they are so important, because truly women are some of the most important people in the Catholic Church. So stay tuned to find out more. Today we're going to be talking about two types of roles that we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about their actual roles and their impacts on the church. So we're going to start off with what the different roles are. So there's three main roles that a woman can take in the church, besides all the like parishioner and stuff. But three main roles: mothers, singles, and nuns. We're going to start out with mothers. Mothers are some of the most important people in the church because they raise children as good and faithful servants of God. They bring their children up through Christ. So, what I mean by this is that when a child is born, they take that child to go to church. They take it to go get baptized. They take it to get their first confession and communion. Now, I'm not saying mothers are the only people to do this, and you'll find out more about fathers in another video coming up. But mothers, when you see a mother's loving compassion for Christ, for prayer, the child takes after that loving compassion for prayer, for Christ. That child sees that their mother loves them so much and they love others. Once again, this is not just go for mothers. This definitely 100% goes for fathers, and we'll touch on that in the father's video coming up next week. Now, single women in the church have another very specific role. Single women in the church go out and do ministries and service and stuff and spread the word through prayer and through all these different aspects like ministry. Now, you don't have to be single to do ministry, but most ministries have single people, and they are essentially married to the church. Now, they are not officially married to the church because they're not nuns or priests, because women can't be priests, and we'll touch on that later, but they are married to Christ. They devoted their life, instead of getting married, to serving Christ. Instead of serving a spouse, they serve Christ. So they make sure that the word is spread through their life. They're going to church, they're going to all the sacraments, and they're also spreading that word. They're doing the will of God through singlehood. Now, nuns are also so important, because nuns are prayerful people. When I say this, I'm not saying other people aren't prayerful, but nuns are some of the most prayerful people I know and some of the most devoted people I know. You can be many different types of nuns, like Sisters of the Poor, Sisters for Life, but nuns are devoted to marrying Christ. They're devoted to live a life for Christ. Just like a single person would technically be married to Christ, married to the church, they are married to Christ, married to the church, to build up the kingdom. To build up the kingdom of God for others. Now, they pray the rosary, and lots of times you'll see sisters that are devoted to Mary. And that they go and ask for Mary's intercession for other people and for themselves and for the church. They are some of the most loving and compassionate people you will ever meet. Now, we're going to be talking about the impacts that women have through these three specific roles. So, women's love. Each of these roles include women's love. And women's love is a completely different type of love than men's love. Women love no matter the circumstance. And that is something so special about women, is that they love and have a special kind of bond with Christ. And that is why they make good mothers. That is why they make good nuns. Because they have such a compassion and love for Christ. And the next impact is compassion. Through compassion, through the compassion that they have for Christ, other people see that and love Christ more, want to love Christ more. And so when you see all these nuns and mothers taking their children to church, taking themselves to church, taking them and praying the rosary and stuff, the compassion and love they do it with, the kindness and gentleness that they do it with. And also, the last impact, not the only, but one of the last impacts, is their prayer. Women, some of the most prayerful people in the world right now are women. They have a way of prayer that is, once again, through compassion and through love. And so the key takeaways to the impacts and roles is that women live their life through compassion, love, and prayer. And in that becomes motherhood. In that becomes a woman's singlehood. In that becomes nunhood, whatever you want to call it. And so now we're going to touch on why women can't become priests. So there's many reasons that women can't become priests, and it's not because the church is against women. And that's clearly not true, because we have things like nuns, and women are the most prayerful people. And I can tell you one thing. Women, there's some of the most important people in the Bible are women. Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, and Mary Magdalene. So Mary Magdalene is one of the closest followers to Christ, one of Jesus's number one friends, and she's a woman. And the mother of God, which is Mary, is also known as the Queen of Heaven. And so to preface what I'm about to say, women have a very important role in the Bible and in the church through mothers, singles, nuns, and Mary Magdalene and Mary, Mother of God. Now, one of the main reasons that women can't become priests is because all of Jesus's 12 disciples and apostles, they were men. And that is because the men were going on these trips, and sometimes the women would tag along, but the men were the ones who were camping out with Christ and who were with him always. And the women were kind of in the background taking care of the everyday things, like taking care of the family and taking care of the finances. And we see this through the Bible, that's another important thing. Taking care, the women often go through life taking care of the things, and then that's where you get the thought that women aren't important. But it's actually the complete opposite. Women are some of the most important people in the world because the fact that they take care of families and they take care of these things. They get the supplies, they get the dinners ready for the apostles, the 12 apostles, which were 12 men. And we'll talk more about priesthood in the What is a Father video. Now, I do want to say this. Women and men and children, which we'll also have a video about, they make up the church family. And you can't have a church without each part of this church, because they each play a significant role. The keys of the church were handed down to Peter by Jesus, a man. And so when we say that only men can be priests, we're talking because the priests are supposed to be descendants of Peter. And so carrying on Peter's legacy. And so we see that women have so many other roles and so many other impacts, and that is why they are so, so, so important. One doesn't take more importance over the other. They're both equally important, same as children. Now, But there is some key differences in skills and different types of things that they can do. So to recap, women can be mothers, nuns, singles. There's very important people that are women in the Bible, which are Mary Magdalene and Mary, Mother of God. And women are different from the rest because they are so compassionate, they are so loving, and they are so prayerful. Now, once again, men aren't not compassionate, loving, and prayerful. I know men that are very loving, very compassionate, and very prayerful. It's just the way that they do it. It's the way that mothers and women do it. There's something else to it. Now, I'm not a woman, so I can't justly say what that specific thing is. But I can definitely tell you that the way they love, the compassion that they hold for Christ is different. Once again, they're both equal. One doesn't have more say over things. There's just different roles in the church family. Just like in an everyday family, there's different roles. Thanks for watching. I hope you join us for the father's roles and the children's roles and for every video, and follow along for more faith formation. If you want a free personalized faith plan, go to the Catholic Guide website and contact us and say, I want a free faith formation plan, and it's going to give you a personalized plan. And it's completely free, and you can do phone calls and emails of ways to build your faith that are personalized just for you. Thanks for watching. Have a good rest of your day. I hope you enjoyed. See you next time.